Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. Well, I guess it's good afternoon, good afternoon, good afternoon. This is Glenn Coble, and you're listening to A Progressive Life. And we're joined, I believe, with Dr. Feynman. Are you there, Dr. Feynman?
Didn't you hear my laugh when you said good morning and then good afternoon?
I missed it. I'm sorry. I have those problems sometimes. Well, today I didn't sleep a whole lot, so
oh.
I'm still stuck in bed.
Well, also today ends the first half of the year, June 30th.
Oh,
we're now
my.
In the second half of 2021 tomorrow morning.
I'll be darned. That's right. Yeah. Well, it was a good night for me and a bad night for me. It kept me up all night. I may be getting another puppy.
Oh, that's wonderful. But, congratulations.
Well, I won't know until I'm leaving here. We're driving 100 miles, and there are three left in this litter. And if I get there before the last one's gone, I get to have one.
What kind of puppy is this?
A mutt. a little furry mutt. Looks a little bit like a Shih Tzu or a
Lhasa Apso.
Yeah.
These are not rescue dogs, are they?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, they are? Because I was saying, why are you traveling 100 miles to get... You could get it a lot closer, couldn't you?
Well, there are lots of rescue dogs around this area, but almost all of them have a mother or a father that was a... what are those fighting dogs called? Anyway, they're big dogs with big heads and big jaws. as soon as I remember it, you'll say, why couldn't I think of that? But
I'm trying to think of what you mean. I'm not a dog expert. I've never had a dog.
Okay. Yeah. Well, anyway, I really wanted a little fuzzy dog. And every little fuzzy dog that I've found online, as a rescue, I'll call the place and I'll say, can I come pick him up? Sorry, he's already gone.
Actually, when you think about it, the fact there's so many rescue dogs is really a sad commentary about how people treat animals. You know that?
It sure is. It's terrible how people treat animals.
But also how many people treat their own kids, unfortunately. You know?
Much like their animals. Yes, you're right.
Yeah, a lot of abused kids.
Okay.
Very sad.
Scott asked me to ask you this question.
Who asked you to ask me?
Scott. The gentleman I do the show with prior to this.
Oh, okay. I wasn't listening. I was busy, yeah. Okay.
Well, the question, we were talking about Amos and Andy. Do you remember? You're
yes.
old enough to remember Amos and Andy.
Not very well. It's a long time ago,
right.
But I do remember, yeah.
What do you think radio stations, there are a lot of radio stations that'll put on the air old radio. Plays like Amos and Andy and like The Shadow and Dick Tracy and all those things.
Yeah.
Do you think they should put Amos and Andy on the air without putting a disclaimer about the fact that both Amos and Andy were both white gentlemen there will be lots of racist remarks in this show. Do you think they should? There are stations that don't say anything like that. You're just supposed to think what you're listening to is just funny. Do you think they should mention that before?
I would say yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Scott, you would also, right?
Scott and I both agree with you. I'm not a big fan of saying that you should have a disclaimer if, in fact, your show is known as a historical show intended to play all the old movie, all the old shows. But I guess I came over to Scott's way of thinking that probably you should mention that there might be things you're going to hear that are very offensive to.
Yes, I definitely would say that. Yes.
Now, were there shows in the old days that would offend Jewish people?
You know, I'd have to do some thinking about it. You catch me off guard.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know. I guess in theory, but I can't even think of shows at the moment. I had no preparation for this to be able to think of shows of that. But certainly, in the past, there has been shows that did, I think, portray Jews in a bad light, as indeed they portrayed African Americans in a bad light, and also Hispanic Americans. You know, I do think it's true. I just can't give you names. I've never thought that deeply about this in any way recently. So
I didn't mean to throw you off here, but so many comedians have been Jewish.
Yes,
and
that's true.
Do you think people do you think they stereotype Jewish people as comedians, or you know, do you ever have problems with all the Jewish comedians that come on?
I do think that some people resent that there were a lot of non-Jews.
Yes.
Some of them resent a lot of comedians were Jewish, and I'm sure they had some discrimination, you know, when they traveled around. I don't know specifically, but I imagine they did. But I honestly, you know, that's a lot of those Jewish, well, even now there are, but back then there were a lot more, I think, Jewish comedians today. There's all kinds of comedians, much more than just Jews. There are black comedians and even hillbilly comedians,
et
cetera. But I do think that the thought that any industry like Hollywood had a lot of people involved who were Jewish helped to cause anti-Semitism, it helped to promote the Nazi movement and fascism in America in the 1930s, you know, and we had the radio priest, Father Charles Coughlin, who was always condemning Jews and supporting Mussolini and Hitler. So it was a very ugly time, man. And when I was growing up, I had a neighbor, a kid, who called me a dirty Jew.
Oh, my.
You know, and I lived in an area with a few Jewish families, mostly not. But, you know, when you have something like that said to you, you never get over it. I mean, you don't think about it all the time, but it's always something I can remember, you know?
Yeah, it probably hit you like flying out of nowhere, right?
I mean,
you didn't think other people thought that about you, did you? I mean,
well, and actually in school, it never happened. Where people thought, I don't know, but in school, nobody ever did that. But this neighbor, you know, they were really, I hate to use the term, they were trashy types, I suppose. I hate to use that term. And if I said it on Facebook, I'd probably be barred for a week.
Yeah, probably would.
In fact, one time I think I did say something about somebody being white trash, and they blocked me for a week, I think. And I thought, that's the biggest deal? But I guess they considered racism in a way. It depends how you look at things, you know?
Yeah, and I imagine there are people that take offense to being called white trash as African-Americans don't like the N-word.
So I guess we all have to work at learning not to use language that offends anybody, but it's not easy.
That's kind of what Scott and I were talking about today in our show. We had a great show this morning. We really got into some stuff, and I'm sure there are a lot of people that thought we were being, you know, overly concerned about political correctness, but we just had a good discussion today. Sometimes you just have to talk about these things.
I'm sorry I didn't get a chance. I had things to do, so I didn't listen, but the two of you really would have listened. You're really great, both of you together.
Well, we enjoy talking with you. Surprisingly enough, have you ever watched Ed McMahon and Johnny Carson on TV?
Yes, that's a long time ago.
And wondered, are they really friends? Well, Scott and I really are friends. I mean, we don't hang together socially.
Well, he's your son's age.
Yeah, he is. He's my son's age. But I really respect his thinking.
He's a very smart fellow.
He is
question.
A smart guy. And I really, he drives me absolutely bonkers that he won't take a stand. But
he tries to be objective and neutral, but it's not easy in this climate.
Yeah, he's a good friend. He's become a very good friend of mine.
I've always said he's the best interviewer I've ever heard.
Really?
A long time. I've said that. He's like a Walter Cronkite type in my mind.
Well, I tell you what, he's had people that are more famous than you and me say the exact same thing about him. I mean, he's had a lot of people who absolutely love the way he interviews. He listens.
I've also said, I think, to Adam Lapp, I was saying that he should probably go to the big time, to one of the big networks.
Well, I'd like to do that for him. Hey, I got to take about a 5-second break here because we have one of our winners coming in. Hang on just a second,
sure.
Dr. Feynman.
Are you...
fare tickets,
For Peyton?
Yep.
There you go.
Thank you.
All right, we're back. We gave away our fare tickets.
Yeah.
We do that. We were very lucky. We had a club here in town that gave us fare tickets to give away. So anyway, and our fare is starting, what, today, tomorrow, something like that.
Well, tomorrow is July 1st. It's July 4th weekend coming
up.
It's
hard to imagine, isn't it?
Yeah, and I wanted to mention, we probably will not talk about it today because you have some other things you want to talk about, but just released this morning, C-SPAN's Presidential Survey of 2021 to follow up on 2017, 2009, and 2000. So it's all out, the ranking of all of the presidents by 142 scholars.
Okay. You got to tell me, did you see where our president was?
Well, not Joe Biden. He's not in it.
No. I'm talking about Marion's president.
I'm just mildly surprised. He is actually ranked not at the very bottom. There are three people below him. He's number 41 out of 44, Donald Trump. 42 is Franklin Pierce. 43 is Andrew Johnson. And 44 is James Buchanan. So he did make it above those three. Oh, actually, wait a minute. Actually, he tied with Franklin Pierce. Oh, wow.
Oh, cool.
No, actually, he's tied. Only two are below him, Johnson and Buchanan, 230 and 227 total points. Pierce and him both have 312. I just realized it. Wow. So they put Trump 41. They could have just as well put Pierce 41 because they're tied. But interestingly, politically correct, they put Trump above Pierce, but they actually share the number of points.
So Pierce and Trump are second from the bottom.
Well, third from the bottom, because the bottom is Buchanan, he's always been, and then Johnson, and then above those two is Pierce and Trump, and I just, looking at it, realized, my God, the same number of points.
Uh-huh.
And I also noticed right above them, there's a tie. Oh, boy, there's real ties here. William Henry Harrison only served a month, and John Tyler both have 354. Imagine, you serve 1 month, and you end up with more points than Trump.
Oh, my. Well, and then Harding is, what, six?
No, where's, oh, yes, Harding. Harding is... He's actually moved up. He's 37th. He had been 38th, 38th, 40. He's now 37. He has Fillmore and Tyler and Harrison, William Henry Harrison, Trump, Pierce, Johnson, and Buchanan, seven below him. So he actually has moved up a bit.
All right. Go Harding. All right. Well, who is number one?
Well, the top ones are the same, Lincoln, Washington, and FDR.
Okay.
But Obama, interesting, Obama was 12th, he's now 10th.
Oh, he's moving up, too.
He's moving up, and what happened is Johnson fell from 10 to 11, Lyndon Johnson, and Wilson, who had been 11, slipped to 13. He's definitely on the downturn, and so is Andrew Jackson. Andrew Jackson actually fell quite a bit. I'm trying to find it.
Well,
he fell to 22nd. He had been 13, 18, now 22.
Well, he's had a lot of real history been told about him lately.
And Wilson also.
Yeah. All right, well, let's get...
We'll have to discuss this in more detail maybe next week or another time. But, you know, there's lots of interpretation to look at with this. There's different categories of how they look, and then they add up all the points. So it's, you can get it online. It's really worth looking at.
Let's count on talking about it next week, and I'll try to pull it up online so I'll know what I'm talking about. Now, let's get to the Republicans are talking about defunding the military. How in the world can intelligent politicians say defund the military?
Well, you see what General Mark Milley, the head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, had to say.
Yeah.
It's so ridiculous, the whole idea that we can't learn about critical race theory and that we can't know about reality of our past. And this is very disturbing, as I think I may have said last week, to anybody who teaches American history, American government, social studies, as they call it in school, you know, not so much college. But even in some states, they're trying to make it that, in Florida, they want to make it that every student has to be asked if classes are biased. I mean, that's ridiculous. Academic freedom. I mean, these are people who are adults. They're in college. They don't have to. I don't know how they're going to enforce this, but Florida's governor is like a dictator now, and he's out of control, and he's doing crazy things, and it's got to be, you know, indeed opposed by all teacher groups and all professional associations. Just as they're trying to damage science, many of these states, by trying to promote religion over science, you know, as far as evolution and things like that and climate change. Science and history in broad areas are really under attack, and it's almost like mind control they're trying to promote.
Well, defunding the police was an absolute terrible thing.
Yes.
And defunding the military is okay with the Republicans?
Well, only in that poll. It's only for people like Matt Gaetz.
Yeah.
And I think Jim, I don't know if Jim Jordan actually said that on this. That I don't know. But it's the same category of Paul Gosar in Arizona.
Yeah.
And Marjorie Taylor Greene, you know, and those wackos. I'm not sure, again, I don't want to say Jordan's part of that group, but he associates with all of them.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, it's hard to keep track of whether everybody agrees with everybody at every point that some crazy person makes.
Is it Gosar whose entire family has turned against
yes.
him? Yeah. All but his mother, I heard last night.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought his mother had too.
His mother and father's, you know, haven't announced that they don't like what he's saying.
But they haven't really said anything. They're staying out of it, I guess.
Kind
but
of
I think
being
it's
neutral.
Six brothers and sisters altogether.
Nope. He has 10.
It's a very big thing. They think he should be removed from Congress, and he should, because he's promoting white supremacy violence. And he, I think, was one of those people, from what we gather, not proved yet, this commission or this committee will see that he might have actually taken people on, you know, on tours the day before January 6th.
Yeah.
You know, because some people definitely were, and we know that from the videos. From, you know, they record everything. So anybody who's coming in, they have a record, and they
yep.
can see Congressman so-and-so or Congresswoman so-and-so is with whoever, and some of the people later are involved in the riot.
Yeah, they have video of all that. Yeah.
Yes.
Now, I am so confused at what the heck critical race theory is. It's not something that's taught academically unless you're
no.
in legal. Apparently, it's taught in law school.
Yes.
Do you know what it is?
It's way out of proportions. But the one thing I will say is when I teach my presidency course,
uh-huh.
I talk about each president, and I talk about if they were slave owners. I don't try to hide it. If they promoted racial segregation like Woodrow Wilson, which has hurt his standing. If Andrew Jackson ordered the Trail of Tears, the mass
yep.
migration, and many people killed of Cherokee, Choctaw, Creek, Chickasaw, and Seminole Indians. I mean, these are things you have to. You can't just say, oh, he's a hero because of Battle of New Orleans. You have to talk about everything, the good and the bad.
Right.
I always say there's good and bad. All of us are imperfect, and this president's good on this, and he's criticized on that. You know, you have to do it that way. But I guess maybe our governor of Florida would say, no, you shouldn't. I don't know what he thinks, but I do not intend to change anything. But I do think if I had been in mid-career, where I had lots of years left, I'd be concerned, my God, am I going to be forced out of my profession?
Yeah.
You know, at this point, I'm nearing the end. I don't want to give it up completely, but it's not like I need it as much, although I want to do it, as people who are in their 30s, 40s, 50s. So it's very concerning.
Yeah, it's concerning to, well, it's concerning to me because I don't even understand it. So I assume critical race theory is like what my father used to tell me is the way he teaches religion. He taught religion as a historically correct religion. He would not say that there were two of each animal put on the ark,
yes.
Which is ridiculous just on its base. And he wouldn't say that. He would say that that was a story told
yes,
by
course.
The ancients to
and also
explain
Bible,
something.
You know, the Old and New Testament were written by many different people for many generations, not all one group at
right.
one time. Long after the events that they record, so it's not totally factual. No,
well,
there are people who believe that
the Old Testament. Correct me if I'm wrong. You would be an expert in this. Is
well,
the Torah
religion as much? No, but go ahead.
Well, it is the
you
Torah.
Give me too much credit.
Well, it is the Torah, right? I mean, it really is the Jewish history.
Yes, and I don't believe in following it literally. And I think those who are Orthodox, I just think that they're way beyond the pale in many cases.
Seems,
I just don't agree with it, you know.
Seems like they're closing their eyes to facts.
Well, yes, and I think it's the same with these evangelical right-wing Christians who, you know, who claim to follow Jesus, but they don't practice the way Jesus acted. They're not kind toward gays, and they had problems in history of segregation of races and slavery, and the way women are treated. Is that really following Jesus? You know what I'm saying?
My wife and I were driving yesterday and talking, and my wife is a very devout thinker, and she loves to think about projects. Things like this. She used to argue with my father, who was her minister, about like the Noah's Ark. She'd argue about that. But she asked me, she said, why do so many Christians quote the Old Testament when it's something they want to criticize somebody for or run somebody down, but rarely quote the New Testament and what Jesus actually said about that sort of thing?
I think your wife is quite an intellectual. I commend her. It's absolutely
don't tell
makes
her.
Sense, you know?
Don't tell her, okay? Please.
If she hears the show, she'll hear that I just commended her.
Oh, yeah, and she might be listening today. So sorry.
She'll be smiling.
Sorry, my dear. I love you. Anyway, all right.
Anyway, when I taught religion over the years as part of world history, I talked about the reality of the Catholic Church, the bad stuff, not just the good stuff.
Yeah, and there's bad stuff about everything.
And there's stuff about every religion.
Absolutely.
And every nation. You know, like Britain, I like Great Britain, but they have a horrific record in colonization and the way they treated people. I mean, and yet I still consider them, in theory, my favorite country in Europe. But they have a lot of faults.
Yes.
Everybody does. You can't just say all the good stuff.
Yeah. And there are only two people that I know that are angels, and one was my mother, and the other is my sister. The rest of the guys are all sinners.
You're so funny.
Now, how much hot water is Trump in now?
Well, I think the Trump organization is about to be indicted.
Yeah, the Trump organization.
And Weisselberg, who actually is Jewish, by the way, just to point it out, is going to be indicted. And he seems so loyal that he's not willing to turn on Trump.
Yeah.
I don't understand why, because he's 74 years old, and if he's convicted, he's going to spend, he probably will be in prison when he dies, you know. I don't get it. I really don't get it, and why these people are so loyal. Now, maybe he did give his grandchildren, Trump gave Weisselberg's grandchildren, the preparatory school they want. I mean, all the good stuff he did, that's true, but still, I mean, how can you work with someone and not realize how crooked he is? I don't understand how people see Trump. It's like mental illness.
Yeah, I don't either.
A cult-like worship. But he, you know, how could anybody who's, quote, religious, whether Jewish or Christian, back a person the way he's treated women, the way he's treated people, the many sins that he's committed? We all do, but his list is endless.
It seems to me that none of the Trump family and Weisselberg, none of them will go to jail. Do you think I'm wrong?
Well, I don't know. I think they'll be convicted and they'll be felons.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah,
but also, what about that DNA test for that E. Jean Carroll that claimed she was raped? They want to do the DNA. That, I think you would go to prison if you were convicted of rape.
Well,
but, of course, the problem is, how do you get a jury that's going to be objectionable, that's going to be, you know, fair and just?
True.
It's going to be very hard to get a jury. That's the problem with somebody that controversial.
And isn't the time limit up on that type of charge, the statute of limitations?
I guess not, but I'm not sure because the case was going forward. I don't know.
All right, another question that's got me scared. What's going to happen to the infrastructure bills?
I think that the infrastructure bill that the Republicans, a group of them, have backed up on, you know, been willing to back, I think that's going to go into law. Unfortunately, Nancy Pelosi wants it to be at the same time as the human infrastructure.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's going to happen, and Joe's going to have a little dispute with her. I mean, yes, we need to do it, but I think the important thing is get something done, because after what happened at Surfside, Florida, as just an example, it's absolutely essential. We cannot end up with a dispute where nothing gets done. And at least the roads and highways and airports and train stations and the internet, that stuff has to be done. You know, and I think it probably shouldn't be more than it is. But we also do need to deal with human infrastructure, as Joe calls it. So I think it'll have to be done separated. He's going to make enemies, but presidents make enemies. But I do think that agreement will come about. It will just take probably into the end of the summer.
Well, you're from Florida. Tell us, do you know the area where that
Well, that's in the Miami area. I've never really been down there much, except long ago. But, I mean, much of the, so many condos in South Florida are right off the ocean. And
right.
right off the, you know, the New River in Fort Lauderdale, N-E-W River, it's called the New River. And, you know, I never thought about it, but my God, I'm glad I don't live in a condo and I don't live in a high rise, because I think even that other building that's connected to it, I would not want to live in it. I'd want to get out of it yesterday.
I would have been gone a long time ago. Yeah.
No. But they still have to pay if they have a mortgage. They have to pay the mortgage. They have to move all their furniture. Yep. I mean, it's a nightmare scenario, especially if you think there's going to be a collapse. I don't know. It's like, it's a nightmare. It can't even be understood. And they found 16 people dead now, and there's still, what, 145?
Yeah.
And let's face it, they're gone. It's the seventh day. I mean, come on. It's over.
Yeah, you might, if you're really, really, really lucky, you might find one person clinging to life, but I can't imagine.
Yeah, but it's 7 days without food or water.
There have been people that have lived that long, but...
Yeah, but I think one case was 80-year-old girl or a very young girl. A lot of these people are senior citizens.
Yeah.
So unless it's somebody very young, I would doubt it. And it was sad when I saw that one person who found a couple of photographs of his grandmother.
Yeah.
And, you know... So, but couldn't find her. I mean, it's the kind of thing you have to have tears. It's just so sad, you know?
Yeah,
I do think it could happen anywhere at any time, not just there.
Yeah. Now, have you... Has the water level come up in Florida? Are you near any water?
I'm actually 12 miles from the ocean, so that's pretty far. Now, there's, of course, lakes as part of the development here.
Yeah, have they
come up?
That's
not the ocean. No, I'm not close. I'm not wealthy enough to be that close. I've worked 28 years to pay off the mortgage, and I think I may have told you it's going to end in December. I'm going to finally be free.
Fantastic. I've got a long way to go.
Dad, we did discuss this, but the thought that after December, my birthday's in December, that I'm going to have no mortgage. You've got to pay the property taxes, of course, and, of course, the homeowner's insurance.
Sure.
But just the idea, my God, I won't have a mortgage or a rent payment. I can't believe it.
Wonderful. Yeah.
My whole life I've had it.
Well, Carol and I have gotten rid of all of our debts except for, we have two right now. One's a car debt that I can get rid of at any moment and
probably will. Different, yeah.
And I have a house debt. And the rest of everything is ours, I guess. So we're okay.
Now, yeah, I have no debt other than the mortgage and the car payment,
I've got to ask you, I won't have that car payment very much longer because I actually found a place that wants to buy it. But anyway, let's get on to one of your most famous citizens from your state, Matt Gaetz.
Well, he's from North Florida, by the way. He's not from this part of the state.
Okay, so that doesn't count?
I'd like to disown him, and I hope he is arrested for being involved with underage women, because man is a piece of crap. You know, if it wasn't on the radio, I'd use the other word that starts with an S.
Yeah. Well, General Milley,
Mark Milley. Yeah, he really spoke up, and he saw the shaking of his head of Matt Gaetz. I feel like he should be smacked in the face for that, you know?
That was so childish and rude.
Yes.
Well,
he comes from a privileged family, and he thinks he can say or do anything he wants. He has no accountability, and that's what happens with families with wealthy people, and then they have kids who just think they don't have any limits.
Well, surely they know if they've done something wrong, don't they? They may not know that. May not think they'll ever get charged with it, but surely he knows.
Maybe internally, but he's not going to act that way. He acts like a nut. He's been going around. At least he was going around with Marjorie Taylor Greene. So I mean, if you're associating with her and going on speech tours, or had been, you're both a little nuts.
And both of them criticizing having any sort of look into the January 6th insurrection.
Yes, and now there's going to be, I think it's today, I think I've been busy, that she's going to announce, Nancy Pelosi is going to be on the committee. It's supposed to be 8 Democrats, or 8 appointments by her, and 5 by Kevin McCarthy.
Mm-hmm.
And there's concern, I don't know what's happened that I'm not aware of, that he might pick Gaetz, or he might pick... Lauren Boebert of Colorado, or maybe Marjorie Taylor Greene or Paul Gosar and some of the others like that, and even maybe Jim Jordan. But the thought is that we don't know if it's going to happen. We'll know next week that Nancy Pelosi might ask Liz Cheney, or maybe Adam Kinzinger, the two biggest critics who voted to impeach, and there's a few others, John Katko of New York, that she could pick one or two on her side. So there will be at least one Republican that feels there is a need for the investigation, but who's he going to pick for that committee, Kevin McCarthy? It could become a real thing to just, you know, delay and prevent any action. That's what's scary.
Well, does Pelosi have a veto power over people that he would put on there?
No, apparently not. There's only five, but she has eight, so I guess things can be done, but it could be a lot of time wasted on the fighting and arguing and screaming. It's going to be a circus, I think, which is horrible.
Well, I think it wouldn't be a bad idea if they put Green on there and Gates and some of
and
these ignorant
people like that, yeah.
Because it would show their ignorance. I can't.
Yeah, but there's also Fox News and Tucker Carlson and Sean Hannity I forgot the woman again for the name for the moment.
Yeah, I can see
that
her
woman is such a, oh my God, I don't want to say what I'm thinking, but
yeah, okay.
Let's just say, I would say the thing I'm thinking is five letters starts with a B. Sorry, I shouldn't have done that, but oh my God, my blood pressure rises with these people. The point is, they'll just, you know, take it apart, and, you know, they'll, you know, it's going to be a mess, because Fox News and OAN, One America Network, and Max TV, you know, it's just they're even worse than Fox News. We have a lot of hate-filled and white supremacists and crazy people and stations, and they get a lot of followers.
Yeah. Now, it seems to me, and you tell me if I'm wrong, but it seems to me that my mother used to say to me, wait a little while and things will change. It seems to me that we're starting to move a little bit in the changing way, where people are starting to understand that things weren't done the way they were supposed to be done. Am I wrong on that? I mean,
well, I must say he was in Ohio, as you know, Trump, and his crowd wasn't very big, and I understand a lot of the people walked out in the middle.
Yes, they did.
His supporters, and some people said, it's nothing new, and I think some people are starting to realize, oh, come on, you're the past, goodbye, good riddance,
yes.
Even though they showed up. So I have a feeling that he's not going to have very big audiences, and he's going to be seen more as a pity party speech, and it's going to wear people down. So I think it's starting to show some part of the population that was pro-Trump saying, it's time to get over it already, you know, that kind of a thing. So I'm thinking there could be time for that to occur, and it could affect 2022 in a positive way for the Democrats.
One of my political theories is that everything goes up and everything goes down, and we are on a kind of a swinging pendulum of, and right now we're starting to come back from that really evil side that we were on.
Well, it's going to take time, and
yeah,
it all comes
it
down to defying history, because again, the party in the White House loses seats generally in the midterm election after they're elected, and except for 1934 under FDR, 1998 under Clinton, and 2002 under George W. Bush, it's always been that way. Now, in the case of the Senate, if they lose seats, they lose control.
Yeah.
In the House, they only have about 6-seat edge, so it probably will lose the House. So that's really scary, because then Joe Biden would not be able to accomplish much of anything, and that's why with Stephen Breyer, is he going to leave or not? You know, he's a good man, but he's 83. It's time to leave, I feel. And so there could be a Democratic appointment to the court if he doesn't leave, or if, I think I've said this before, if one Democratic senator suddenly passes away, suddenly Mitch McConnell is back in charge. Can you believe that?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. But I also believe that I think we're going in the right direction, and I do believe there's always setbacks, and you can't hang yourself just because, probably the worst I ever felt is when I found out that Trump had beaten Hillary, politically.
Yes.
Even worse than when I found out I was going to lose. That was a foregone conclusion.
I guess if you had won, though, I wouldn't get to know you, right? You wouldn't be on the radio.
True. Yeah, I wouldn't be on the radio.
Yeah,
but,
wow.
Anyway, I really believe that we're going in the right direction. I truly believe that the American people, right and left, are a lot smarter than our politicians give them credit for. Now, there are some really ignorant people out there, and many of them were in Washington, D.C. on January 6th, but I think there's some wonderful people that disagree with me as far as what we should spend our money on and stuff, and we call them Republicans, and that's fine. I'm good with having people disagree with me, because I don't know everything.
No, of course not, but the thing is that they may not like Trump, but they're not necessarily, based on polls, willing to accept that Joe Biden won, honestly.
Well,
that's the problem.
And I think that's kind of stupid, but I really think
And yet they think that Trump won in 2016, honestly. How can they think that with so much evidence of Russian collusion?
Yeah, but I'm going to give them. That's bygones. I'm going to give my Republican friends that they won 16. I will never give them that they won 20, because they didn't, or 21, whichever year you're considering.
Well, 20, yeah. The election of 2020, yeah.
But
certainly Hillary conceded right away. She didn't create a constitutional crisis.
That's right.
Going on for 3-4 years like Trump is trying to do.
And I think
every person's ever lost. Al Gore, that election, he could have kept on fighting, but he didn't.
And I think we should be proud of those things.
Yes, and even Richard Nixon was not sure that Kennedy had won in 60, but he didn't contest it.
Right, and we should be proud of that, too.
Yes.
We should be proud of the way our democracy and our republic has kept moving forward. That's why I call this program A Progressive Life.
Yes.
Because we have to progress. We can't go back. And there are a lot of people right now on the right side of the aisle that want to go back rather than move forward. And I don't know why that is.
Yeah, well, I'm very proud again of Joe Biden after 5 months, you know, that he's restored dignity, compassion, empathy, decency, humanity. That's so important. And a lot of people seem to agree, you know.
Yeah.
They like him as a person, whether they like what he wants to do. Most people really like Joe Biden. He's in the high 50s, low 60s.
What? Tell me, we listened to, I always forget the African-American lady who was a sergeant down, or was the head of the police down in...
Oh, you mean, Val Demings, yes.
Yeah.
Congresswoman Val Demings, who is running, decided to defeat Marco Rubio,
yeah.
Which I think very likely will happen.
Do you really? That's what I was going to ask you.
Yeah.
Do you really think she has a chance, or do you think
it's
a flip of a coin?
It might be hard in South Florida because of the Cuban population in Miami, but I think there's a very good chance in Central and Northern Florida, yes.
Why do the Cubans not like her? Or why
because they're proud to have a Cuban American senator in Marco Rubio.
Yeah,
I mean,
course.
You know, I can understand that.
Yeah, I understand it. But right is right and wrong is wrong.
Well, not everybody looks at things the same way, though, as you know.
Yeah, I'm starting to figure that out, yeah. Takes me a long time.
It's just
time
of your life to realize
that. Oh, me. One of these days I'm going to catch on, you know? It may take a while.
You're a late learner, huh?
I am a slow learner more than late. Oh, me. All right, well, are there things that we need to... We've got about 4 minutes and a half left to go. Are there things we need to talk about that we haven't hit on today?
Well, we do want to talk more about the presidential rankings next week.
Yes, let's do that.
And we'll have to analyze it. But I wanted to point out there's new horrors of Donald Trump, which I wrote about yesterday.
Okay.
In June 2020, he was on the brink of using the Insurrection Act of 1807 to allow for martial law.
Yes.
He was on the brink of having COVID-19 patients sent to Guantanamo Naval Base in Cuba. Can you believe that?
Yeah, that's nuts. Yeah.
Also, we still like new, but we learned more about Trump allies were involved in an attempt to run a Joe Biden campaign bus off the road in Central Texas in late October during the campaign. So that's another, like, terrorist act, as I see it. Also, investigating journalists through their emails and phone logs who had criticized him, trying to prosecute Congressman Adam Schiff and Eric Swalwell of California for investigating him. Looking at the Justice Department as his private law firm and defendant, not the independent department it's supposed to be.
Yep.
And his nonchalant attitude, waiting hours to do anything about what happened on January 6th while Mike Pence and Nancy Pelosi, the next two in line of succession, were in great danger.
Are you still there?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I lost you temporarily.
Yeah. So I'm saying the last point was that he took a long time, very nonchalant about the insurrection, and waited hours before Okay, before Mike Pence and Nancy Pelosi were in danger, and they were the next two in line of succession. So how reckless can you be to wait till like 5 o'clock to send help?
Yeah, now, do you think he was criminally
yes.
negligent there?
I think he absolutely was.
Okay.
Of course, the people
so he knew
love him
what
don't
he
think
was doing.
So. But he's also still promoting conspiracy theories in Arizona and Georgia.
Yeah.
Recounts and all that. So there's lots of new horrors we're learning, and we're thankful that the things he was trying to do, he was prevented from doing. You know,
have they stopped the count in Arizona yet? They said they were going to do that tomorrow, I think.
I think it's coming up, yeah.
Yeah.
Honestly, I don't know, from my perspective, how he's above... He's tied with Pierce, and he's above Andrew Johnson and James Buchanan. I don't understand why he's not 44, but he's tied for 42nd, I guess you could say, with Franklin Pierce. And I don't think Franklin Pierce would be very happy.
he still gets 60% of the Republicans who vote.
Yeah.
Popularity-wise. Now, 60% of a Republican Party that's dropping like flies is you know, not like 60% of the
so public. Hopefully, 2022 will be Democratic gains in both. But again, history is against it, except the three times I mentioned.
Yep.
So that's the problem.
I don't worry about those three times, because the fact
but
that...
But also three times that the party in the White House gains as well.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
And the fact that there are three times mean that this can be a fourth.
And two of the times were recent, 1998 and 2002.
Pretty recently, yeah.
So, yeah, fairly recent.
So people, they aren't driven by. Well, I find a lot of announcers are kind of driven by the concern that history is telling us we have to assume that's going to happen. I don't assume that at all.
Yeah.
I really don't.
Well, hopefully not, but there's so much hate going around.
Yeah, there is.
Propaganda, it destroys people's brains, you know.
Yeah. Well, it's been a good day, and maybe the next time I talk to you, I will have a new puppy dog to advise me at nighttime.
Okay, you'll have to tell me and look up on the C-SPAN survey all the details so we can have a good discussion about that.
So it was the C-SPAN survey.
C-SPAN
okay.
Presidential Historian Survey 2021. Look it up on Google.
We'll do it.
They can also look up C-SPAN. They have a show about it, too.
You know? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, we're down to 30 seconds.
Being on your show again. Look forward to next week.
All
happy
right.
Fourth.
You have a great 4th of July as well. So be careful. You know, they still fire off firecrackers around here.
Yeah, I'm not big about firecrackers. I'm not going to watch that except on TV.
All right. That sounds good. And you be good and have a great week. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Dr. Feynman, everybody. Hey, thanks a lot for listening. You're listening to Glenn Coble. The show is A Progressive Life, and I hope you have a great afternoon.
You're listening to WWGH Radio LPFM, Marion, Ohio, the place for the best guests and talk. From Joey Diori at WGN.